This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Tapa, why do you want to? Then I'm the head of the Very warm greeting to you all, and a special thanks to our beloved queer Auntie Wai and to the Royal Group from the AIDS Foundation who have privileged us this afternoon by welcoming these two quilt blocks into this ceremony. As you would appreciate, it was just impossible to bring all 16 quilts into this space. So these two have been brought to symbolise all of them. For those who have had the misfortune of not knowing me, I'm Michael Bancroft, the current guardian of the AIDS quilt. Firstly, I acknowledge this sacred place, Atomachi, St. Matthew in the city, which for this brief time becomes our marae, our whenuatapu. I greet our ancestors, those who have gathered in this place for over 100 years, our dead, and especially those that the quilts commemorate. Haere ngā mate, haere ki te wā kāinga, haere, haere, haere. I greet each one of you who has taken the time to come here this afternoon. Lovers and friends, partners, family members, members of the public. I greet those who at different times during the last 24 years have been part of the gathering, the forming, the sewing, and the leading of the quilt project. Coordinators, conveners, guardians and committee members, sewers and decorators and panel makers. I greet Dame Cath Tizard, our patron, who has been with us since those very beginnings and for the inspiration that she has given from her personal involvement. Very significantly though, I greet those from the New Zealand Museum, Te Papa Tongarewa, Dame Claudia Orange, the Collections and Research Group Director. I welcome you and thank you for coming to us today. Sarah Guthrie, the Collection Manager for History, I greet you. And Stephanie Gibson, the Curator of History, with whom myself and others have had a very special time in the last year, bringing this moment to fruition. Without the decision that you people have made, without your encouragement, we wouldn't be here at this moment. As I look around the gathering, there are many who have had a long association with the quilts. And I just want to, for a moment, possibly unfairly, greet Bev Jelisich, whose son is commemorated in one of these panels. been fought way back in the late 80s for greater dignity, for the care of the dying and those who had died in the way they were not treated by funeral directors. So it's a special privilege for us that Bev is able to be with us today. Thank you, Bev. And seated near her, Nikki Eddy and Jean Stewart, both of whom have been conveners of the Quilt Project in those very, very early years. I mean the early 90s. It's great to have you with us this day. I would like to share with you just a small number of apologies of significant people who just couldn't be here today. Sean Robinson, Executive Director of the AIDS Foundation. And Alistair Campbell, the Chairperson of the AIDS Foundation Trust Board. The Quilt Treasurer, the Reverend Tony Franklin, who's now ministering in Napier. Kevin Jensen, who put together our great website. He's in Nelson. Dennis Moran, who for many years was responsible as coordinator for taking these quilts all over the country. He now lives in Brisbane. Charles Chevelle, Kevin Haig and Grant Robertson send their apologies from Parliament. And I apologise that I have not met Jan Logie, who I believe was coming. Someone's smiling at me. Greetings, Jan, from the Green Party. Thank you for being here. Karen Ritchie from the Cartier Bereavement Trust, who has been tremendous in support of our work. Warren Butler, one of the very earliest quilt conveners, who is out of town this weekend. And most recently, Rachel Lezurier of the AIDS Foundation, who was called to England a few days ago as her father is seriously ill. There will be others, but at this moment I'd just like, in welcoming you, to just invite you to take a moment of silence to remember those we remember today through these quilts, and that will lead us into, dare I say, my waiata, sung for us by our gay and lesbian singers who have honoured this day and honoured many people in this place.
Thank you.
one of the great things about a ceremony like this is remembering, because that is what the quilts are about, remembering and honouring people who in a particular period of history have been taken through HIV and AIDS related causes. And while the quilt has always been prepared and cared for and administered separately, I need to acknowledge the fact that the AIDS Foundation has, over all the 24 years, been very, very supportive. And so I'm pleased that we were able to ask the first director, Warren Lindbergh, to help carry a quilt in today, because he was there at the start. And seeing Dr. Rod Alice Pegler reminds me of all the doctors and nurses and staff in Ward 9C, as we used to know it, who cared for the scores of people way back in the late 80s and early 90s. Reminds us again of people who have been involved. I'm not about to now give you the total history of the quilt, because we're not here all day. But I think most of you are aware that a couple of people in 1985 in San Francisco hit on the idea of a memorial and created the first ever quilt. And it didn't take very long for the idea to come to New Zealand, I believe through Dan Fielding, who created a panel in the name of Peter Cuthbert, a good friend who had died in Wellington back in 1988. And over time, families and friends, many present with us today, created these panels, which were made into blocks, and the two blocks we see here today. In 1991, Darren Horn, who was then the convener, he passed away in 1993, gathered the first ever unfolding, as we did at the start of the service, in the Auckland City Art Gallery. And Dame Cath was present at that gathering. And so that link also is a long one. Eventually the quilt here grew to 16 blocks and a small number of panels that had never been joined together for practical reasons, which we have here today. I'm told that the American quilt, if it was all laid out in one place and you walked past a block and paused for 1 minute, it would take 33 days to pass the American quilt. It's not insignificant that in March the Australian quilt was gifted to the Powerhouse Museum in Sydney, 120 blocks. The reality is, folks, that the preservation and care of the quilts throughout the world has become a massive and difficult task. The passage of time has meant some deterioration. But when we look at some of these quilts today, as you will have an opportunity, it's amazing that in 20 years most of them have lasted pretty well. And many of you have seen them lying on the grass at Coyle Park, in school halls where children have run across them without realising what they were doing, brought sacredly onto Marae, been displayed in Parliament, all so many places, And many of you probably have lost count of the number of times that you have been in this church for funerals and AIDS candlelight memorial ceremonies. So it was timely that we do something about the future. In 2008, Rachel Le Mesurier, encouraged by Andrew Whiteside, who many of you know, and myself, started a process of talking to Te Papa. In the meantime, we had to do something, practically speaking, for the day when we would hand them over. And Kevin Jensen, whom I've already mentioned, started a website. And if you haven't already seen it, go to the website sometime and see what he has done. It's a marvellous record. And alongside Kevin, we have, in the last 2 years, been privileged to have, I've called him, a nationally renowned photographer, Gareth Watkins, and his partner, Roger, who have photographed every single block, every quilt, and lots of material so that it could be placed in the website and kept for posterity. So in mentioning them, I thank them on your behalf, because without the work of Kevin and Gareth in particular, we couldn't really hand over the quilts. We'd be giving everything away. Last year, I met with Stephanie Gibson, and I gave her and others gathered on that day a little bit of a surprise. I walked into Te Papa with a suitcase. They escorted me into a room, and I unzipped the suitcase and pulled out a quilt, and I could see the shock on their faces. And I'll never forget either Stephanie or one of the other creators' words, "Michael, they will never be touched by human hand again once we get them." Because in handing them over as a tonga, a treasure, they do become even more sacred than they are already. And they will be cared for and treated with huge respect. And Stephanie, your words on that day, almost accurate, I think. It would be an honour and a privilege for us to house the quilts at Te Papa for future generations. But Dame Claudia, I must say, she was very quick to add, but we'll have to get the other directors to agree first. Well, we wouldn't be here right now if that hadn't been the case. For most of the years of the quilt, they have been, for practical purposes, kept here in Auckland. But I don't want this ceremony to end without us remembering that the quilts are the New Zealand quilt. And there are panels from all parts of New Zealand. I run a risk of leaving out a place, but immediately glancing around Northland, Auckland, Waikato, Taranaki, Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin are some of the places quilts have come from, literally the whole country. The journey of the quilts is about to be made. But in going forward, we remember little things from our past. Some of you here today are old enough to remember them. Some of you remember Brett Shepherd and Alfie's, who used to hold fundraisers for the quilt, charge people to go into a nightclub for the quilts. Well, I don't think you can do that these days. The old staircase, the Out Empire, as we used to call it, the Out magazine, and Man to Man, which we know as Express magazine now, and Jay Benny. Jay, thank you, because Jay has often stirred me along about these things and kept us mindful of it. And in the present day, KNZ.com. And at the risk of being told off, I am going to say that most of the venues now don't have that same attitude of having special fundraisers for things like AIDS clinics. But I can signal out Urge Bar, who continue to give me personal support and work towards funding from time to time. And there's one other person closing my remarks here that I'd like to thank. Kathy Brockless. Who's she? Well, most of the last 10 years, these quilts have been stored at National Mini Storage. And I've become familiar enough to be called Hi Mike as I come and go from the place. But we have known, I have known, that the quilts have been cared for because that building is looked after. Thank you for honouring the quilt today, Kathy, by being present, and to your staff who helped look after it. So, where does this take us? It takes us from here back into two suitcases, as these two blocks will be taken by our Te Papa representatives with us today. And next Thursday morning, there is to be a formal ceremony on the marae at the Museum of New Zealand, Te Papa Tongarewa, where we will officially hand the whole quilt over and it will be officially received. And I'm delighted that one of the very first conveners of the quilt, Nikki Eddy, is able to be present with me when we do that, and some of our friends in Wellington are going to gather with us from the foundation and other places to hand those over. So it becomes my privilege on behalf of all of you to officially say to you that we are gifting the New Zealand AIDS Memorial Quilt to the Museum of New Zealand, Te Papa Tongarewa, through this ceremony of farewell and handing over. And I would like to invite Nikki and Jean Stewart to come forward, please. As two of the earliest people from the quilt. In front here you'll see a very simple kite, and in there is the paperwork. And I invite Dame Claudia, Sarah and Stephanie to come forward that they may present you with our handing over document.
And thank you, Michael. It's an honour to be here today. It goes without saying, but I will say it, that it is significant for all of us here and for so many others. For the event certainly marks the gifting to us at Te Papa and therefore to all of us in the nation, of a nationally significant collection and archive. As I sat in the front there and have been able to look at just the one quilt in front, I realized that each panel is such a unique and a moving piece of social history, of the devastating impact of HIV and AIDS in New Zealand. It's an honour for Te Papa to take care of the quilts and the spiritual and the emotional connections of that we know that the quilt has with families, with partners, and with friends. And we assure you that we will continue your care of the quilt and also ensure that it's accessible for the loved ones and the visitors that will come to see it in the years to come. I know that since around 1988, as Michael said, the quilt has been seen for many years in many diverse places, such as churches, marae, school halls, and civic squares. Well, from now on, it will be stored and cared for to the very best of our abilities, and also made available wherever is possible. There's no doubt looking at the quilts too, the two especially that are here today, they have a message of remembrance and of hope, and Te Papa will honour that. And we also will have the ability to disseminate those messages through our collections online and our public programs in the future. And just a little explanation of what I mean by collections online. That's our record. It's our very large electronic database of every object, of some 2 to 3 million objects. And in each of those entries on the database, there's a great deal of information about the objects. And so, through collections online, we would have the opportunity, both there and in other ways at Te Papa, to make sure that the significance of the quilts and the message that they contain, and many messages indeed they contain, of love, of grief, of pain, of remembrance, all those messages will be captured and will be able to be accessed there for New Zealanders, for you, for others that will follow us, and indeed, of course, those messages will go out to the world. On behalf of Te Papa, I do want to thank all of you and those who've worked with us to make this gift possible, particularly Michael, to you, and my special thanks, our special thanks to you for your tireless efforts. It remains therefore for me to simply say we accept this. It is an honour to accept it. We're proud to be the kaitiaki, the guardian of this important national taonga. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Dame Claudia, thank you for your words, and I'm sure you'll be relieved to know that while there will be a short pause of a few minutes, the song that Gals will sing will be your waiata. We won't ask you three to come and sing. Before we do enter into the last part of our time together, I would like to just make an apology to you. It's in the nature of myself and many at gatherings like this that you have some hospitality at the end of the gathering. This church is well known for its hospitality. Well, there was due to be a concert starting at 3:30. That's why we were told to be out of here by 3. And at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, the concert was cancelled. But it didn't leave me or anyone else time to arrange hospitality. Sorry about that. Don't go to Sky City. Anyway, that's your choice. In a few moments, I'd like you to take, you know, if it takes us 5 to 10 minutes, no problem, to just go for a walk around the church and look at the quilts and panels that we do have here, to take in something of them. Because while we are going to retain the individual panels here for times when people say, could we have a little bit of the quilt to display at a candlelight memorial or some other service, generally they won't be as accessible as they might have otherwise been. So take that time, and the gals will sing the song, You Are the Light, while we're doing that, and we'll just take that time. And then when we come together again, those people who brought the quilts forward will fold them back, and then we will symbolically walk them to the back. In a sense, we're handing them over then to be taken to Wellington. And we will end the ceremony with the singing of our national song, and Stephen will blast us out of the church with an organ piece, not literally. But I thank you again for taking the time to be with us this afternoon. We will have just a little bit more formality, so it'd be good if you are able to stay till we actually finish the ceremony. So, time now just to walk around, to look, and just to take in the beauty of the quilts. And I just want to say, as David Claudia mentioned, just looking at one, I've conducted a number of the funerals of people who are panelled here, and there's one panel here where the family forbade me to make any mention of AIDS at the funeral, to make sure no one wore red ribbons to give it away. It was to be completely non-mentioned. 3 months later, that family, without our knowledge, had put together a quilt panel with their son's name emblazoned all over it. They weren't ready at the time of his death, but ever since, they have acknowledged through a quilt. Thank you. Take the time.
Thank you.
gentlemen, there will be an opportunity for you to just take time at the end of the service. It's my privilege now to call upon Dame Cat Tizard, who'd like to just share a few of her reflections with you.
Thank you. I don't know that I have much to add to what has already been so eloquently said, but could I, just before I say anything, ask you to pay a small tribute to the lovely singing we've heard. People so often feel that because we're in a church, we shouldn't applaud. And I'm never quite sure why that is. I'm sure if there's a God, he wouldn't be cross. But thank you very much. That was really beautiful. I first became personally aware of what we now know as the AIDS epidemic through a neighbour and a friend who I came back from a trip, and my daughter Judith said to me, "Digby's in hospital." I said, "What's the matter with him?" She said, "I don't know." So I said, "Well, better go and find out, haven't I?" So I went to visit him and I just said, "What's the matter, Digby?" And he just said to me, "I've got AIDS." And I didn't know what to say, because at that stage it wasn't something that was, it was something that sort of happened elsewhere. It wasn't our problem at that stage. But Digby Law was a fine cook, a writer of recipe books, my next door neighbour, and a good friend. And that woke me up to the bitter, bitter grief that AIDS brings with it. I was delighted to be able to lend my name to this project at an earlier stage of my life, before I became an old age pensioner of Ponsonby. And I'm delighted to be here today to thank Te Papa and its wonderful representatives for doing the AIDS Quilt Project the honour of acknowledging that these quilts are treasures and are to become part of New Zealand's heritage. Thank you very much indeed. There's so much one could say, but so much doesn't need to be said today. I just ask you to look at the very tiny words at the front of your program. Remember their names, cherish their memories, celebrate their lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Dame Kath. Just one little commercial before we close. We do need to keep the work of the quilt going. In this part of the world, we still have storage bills to pay and other things. So if you are able to make a little contribution in the koha bowl at the entrance, that would be appreciated. Auntie Wai and Marupu are going to do the karakia and waiata, and while they are doing that, those who unfolded the quilts will refold them, and we will symbolically give them to our Te Papa representatives, and then we will close our time together. And seeing we don't have to be out of here 5 minutes' time, don't rush. Thank you again. I give you a good one.
Our final hymn is Wakaria Mai Kori Te Kakia. Ki Aho Mai Raoto I Te Kui. Eki. Wakaria Mai.
Holy Spirit.
matu I te rangi tēnei te mihi a te pia koe. Mō tēnei rā, whakahirahira, hei whakamaru maharapanga mō ngā tāna toko mate ko wehi atu rāta ki tu a te arae. E ngā rangatira, mwe mai kautu e te kōkō te whenua a papatū. Te hunga mate ki a kautu, ke tātou te hunga ora e te whānau pānui, tēnei te mihi atu ki a kautu, o ngā waka, o ngā hau e whā. Nō reira tēnei ka mātou inoi atu ki a kautu, ke haria a rinei tāma, taku, ki tērā kaino tātou I te upoko te ika, ki te papa, hei tiaki, hei kai tiaki hoki, kia titiru te ao katoa ki wēnei tāma a tāru e mahi ai ngā whānau. Ko reira I runga te aruhaitu un te rangi Māria, haria e nei tāma, ke tau pai rātou, ki te rātou kaina I te papa, ki ngā kaitiaki hoki. Ā ki Tāpita Orange ke o tōna whānau whānau, ki rātou ngā kaitiaki o wēnei tāma. Haere runga te rangi Māria o te ata, I runga te rua, o te matu o te tamaiti o te wai o te tāma.
Tomorrow, I'll come out to the culture, keep out the toy room.